Welcome to the Bethlehem Mora Baptist Church, formerly called Pod and Jerry's, a speakeasy. I love the fact that this speakeasy is now a church. But this was called Pod and Jerry's, or the Catagonia Club. And it was a really popular speakeasy back when this was called Swing Street.
Right.
And Billie Holiday sang here for $2 a night.
Wow.
Back when she got her start. In 1929, it was renamed the Log Cabin later on, it was one of the last clubs to close, actually. So it was open for a long time, even after Prohibition.
And this structure that you got right here, I mean, clearly they've updated the siding in a while, but this is pretty much exactly what the structure was when it was a speakeasy. It was just this little mini house.
You're right.
Underneath.
But you just, you know, go knock on the door and...
Oh, that's a picture of it originally, was it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure they were. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of speakeasies, I don't know if you guys got into this at all.
This is probably just so that you didn't know.
A lot of speakeasies had a lot of creative ways of hiding.
It's probably just to hide it a little more.
And if it was like, you know, if you think about like how many of those guys put their minds to, you know, solving world hunger or some sort of peace engineering, they came up with some crazy stuff. They, you know, the 21 Club reportedly. What you thinking?
Might be too far down.
Yeah, let's keep.
At 148, if you guys are looking for a little nighttime action, there's a place called Bill's down there that looks like this, and it has Billie Holiday on the sign. And I'm like, that's not the right address.
Yeah, they're trying to cash in on a quick little tourism.
But it looks like this entrance, and I think it's operational.
I think it is too. I think you can go and grab a drink there if you want.